So we looked at the problem. There are two different cases. Okay. One case is you read Sheitzorach Aliyah, which means you're going down in order to go up. Right? So you have your hatchet or your axe and you want to swing upwards. But in order to get a good momentum, so you do is you bend down and then you like pick up and you lift and you hit it upwards. So in the going down isn't, so to speak, lishma. It's for the sake, for the tzorach of the aliyah. So the question is, let's say you kill somebody in that yirida, in that going down, right? Do you say you consider that going down? Or you say, no, that's really part of the going up. You're really involved in going up. It just happens to be you go down a little bit. But that's really part of your involvement in going up. So there's a limud that teaches you now. That's considered yirida. We don't care that you're, it's part of you going up. Bottom line is, you went down, right? So mechanically, just in terms of like physics, or you're going down, and since you're going down, it's dangerous, right? Because the whole idea of the way the Ram learns, at least, is that going down, the reason why it's tzorach yirida is because gravity, and since there's gravity, you have to be worried, right? Because of gravity, you have to be worried that when you go down, you have to have a special carefulness, special zeros. Right. So because gravity, you have to be a special zeros when you're going down. So when you have a Rida Shitzorach Aliyah, so then also you have to be careful, because who cares that it's part of the Gavra's going up? The bottom line is, you're going down. And you're going down. Is the Rida? Okay, so that's a limud. That's a lima, that when you have yirida tzorach aliyah, that counts as yirida. We don't define it by the gavras. Like, if you had to define, this is the way we said it before. If you had to define the maisa, what's the gavra doing? What are you doing? You're going up. You're swinging your axe up. Now, I need a little down before you go up, but that's really this one action of going up. But we said you don't define it by how you define the normal human activity. You define it by the physics of it, by the mechanics. You're going down because now gravity, you're going with gravity, and therefore it's dangerous, and you have to be careful. Right, that's the way we define that. Okay, fine. That was one thing. Then there's another question. Okay, which on the surface is a different question. Okay, the different question is when you're going up the ladder, and in order to go up the ladder, you have to push downwards. And that's how you move up. So there, the Gemara asks, do you say that you go by the Gavra and the Gavra's going up? Or do you say that he's putting a downward force, so the force is down? So you chayiv for this like it's derech yirida because the force is downwards. Right? That's a different question. It's not the same thing, because in the first case, you actually went down first in order to go up, but you'll go down. Okay, you bend down and then you go up. Here you're not. There is no down. It's just the force is down. But you're just totally going up. But the Gemara says they're the same. Rav Yana, I think, asked the question, and Rav Yochanan. Just get the name straight here. Rav Avohu asked the question, and Rav Yochanan said, "Kvar Nagat, we read the Shitzor Chaliyah. It touches upon." The case of Yirida Shitzorach Aliyah, we already touched this, we already dealt with this, and therefore you're going to be chayiv, that's also going to be considered Yirida, just like you go down in order to go up, that's Yirida. So too, the latter case is Yirida, right? So the question is, are these really the same thing? Gemara seems to be saying they are, but we said on the surface they're not really. In fact, the Gemara questions it. And so the Ritva also differentiates, I think the same way we differentiate it. They're different because in the first case, you're actually going down. So I'll tell you, that's why it's considered yirida. Because you actually physically move down and then move up. It's just that it's in order to go up. But I'll tell you, but that's the thing, is you don't care what it's in order to do. Bottom line is, you went down. But in the case where you're going on the ladder, you didn't go down. So maybe you'll say that's considered aliyah, because you're 100% going up. Either force, but how do you know? How is it so that you could be make a pashut from that case? That's a different case. It's not, they're not identical. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that apparently they are. He holds you could learn. Kvar Nagat, we already considered this. We already touched upon it in the case of the going down. Right? So Ritva points out this difference. I mean, I hadn't seen the Rav, but I saw the Rav says the same thing. And it's not so simple why, in fact, what's Rav Yochanan's position now? That's basically how we're left. How could he say that it follows they're really different? Okay, something like this is, I think something Yonah said is good. I'm not sure about the final step, but it's take one step at a time here. Okay, and that is like this, is that I think this is an interesting point, actually. But I think the answer is that technically you're right. They're different. They're not exactly the same question. Otherwise, what's the question? What is he even asking the question for? If they're the same thing, then there's nothing to ask. If it's equal, you read the Tzarech Aliyah, then what's the whole question? Why is he even asking it? Rabbi Yochanan's not telling him, no, you're making a mistake. You already answered. This is already obvious. It's already Pasha. We already discussed this. Because then there's no, what's Rabbi Yochanan missed it? But no, it's not exactly the same. They are not exactly the same. They're different questions conceptually. Conceptually, they're definitely, you could differentiate them. You could say, because the first one is where you're defining him based upon this natural definition of human action. You'd say it's just going up, but it says, no, you're defining it based upon like the mechanics of it, in which case you're saying they're two separate things. And the second one you're saying is a different question. You're saying is the din you read the din in his maisa, or is the din of the imparting the force which is imparting? He's not doing a maisa you read that at all, but it's the din of imparting a downward force. So that doesn't intrinsically follow from the formulation of the first one. But I think the point is as Yonah said, is that Rabbi Yochanan holds is that, let's take the first case in the downwards case, and I think we talked about this at the time. But in the case of the axe. So now you read the Tzarech Aliyah. So if you would look at it in normal halakha categories, you wouldn't say he's doing two ma'asim. You wouldn't say he's first going down and then he's going up. Even though you could break it up like that and separate them and say there's downwards and then there's upwards. But that's not the normal definition of human actions, human activity. What's he doing? He's going up. He's swinging his axe up. Now there's a little downwards in order to do it up. But that's part of one action of going up. Right? But why then is the halacha, what's the sense behind halacha saying that's called yirida and breaking it up? It sounds like an artificial break. Breaking it up and saying this is yirida and then it's aliyah. Because the definition of yirida here is defined not from the framework of just normal definitions of human activities, but from the framework of shmira. From the framework of downwards is dangerous. Gravity. Downwards, when you go down, is dangerous and you have to be careful. And when you go up, it's not dangerous and you don't have to be careful. So now, bottom line is, if when you swing your axe up, if you have to first go down, then you got to be careful. Because that's dangerous. That's a dangerous downward. So you can't just say, well, it's part of the, I'm doing it in order to go up and I'm going up. You got to think a little bit. You got to realize if in order to go up, you have to go down, then when you go down, you got to be careful. You have an axe and you're swinging it downwards. You're moving it downwards. So the reason, what the sense behind the limud, in a limud there's like the technical halachic formulation that we define the action based on the mechanics of it. But then there's the sense, the concept behind it. The concept is of choosing that formulation is because the framework of definition of Yerida is the framework of Shmiras HaNefesh. Which gravity plays into the frame of Shmiras HaNefesh and says that's down, that's Derech Yerida. Derech Yerida, you can't just define Derech Yerida based upon normal and abstract human activities. I'm going up. You got to take into account the relevant framework here, which is Shmiras HaNefesh. In this framework, that's considered Yerida. Rabbi Yochanan's saying is by that same logic. It doesn't make sense to say that Yerida means the Gavra is going down altogether. You don't even need the Gavra to be going down. The whole concept of Yerida is when you're implying a downward force. It's not, you could technically differentiate, but the concept here is that Derech Yerida is formulated insofar as the danger, insofar as the gravity is concerned. So therefore, it's not defining it in terms of the Gavra's Yerida at all. You don't need the Gavra to be rated a little bit or totally or anything. The point is the danger comes from the downward force. And Yerida means if you're applying a downward force, then you chayav to be Zahir. And Derech Yerida means if the accident occurs through a downward force, through the application of downward force, it's not relevant whether it's a Maisi Yerida in any framework. You don't need any physical Yerida. That's not, although you could technically differentiate it's in so far as the concept of the limud, it's not appropriate to differentiate. In terms of the formulation itself, yeah, it doesn't follow from the formulation of the first one, because you could split hairs and differentiate in terms of the formulations. They're different formulations. You could say the gavra has to be going down a little bit. But then that's fine. As a formula, it's fine. Say, force is different. Force is a different thing. How do you know that? But it's in terms of the concept of lima, the reason you could derive from the fact that it didn't go by your normal definition of human activity, but it separated out the down and the up. It shows you that the way the Torah is carving out Yerida here is based upon the framework of Shmirah. And the framework of Shmirah, so the Yerida just means down, you're going down. The framework, it also means you've been applying a force downwards. Doesn't make sense to the framework. So that's something what he means. Kfar Nagat, Yerida Shitzrachli. We already touched on this question, Yerida Shitzrachli. It's not the same exact question, but we touched. What the question revolves around is an underlying theme, is that is Torah formulating Yerida based upon just an abstract halachic Kfar definition, or is it getting in touch with the nature of the area and defining it in the framework based on the framework of Shmirah? So he's saying is that we already touched on that, and we already see how the Torah defines it. To go by this like middle definition would be like, what is it? What are you doing? Are you going by the underlying framework of Shmirah, or are you just going by like a technical and a more abstract definition of Aliyah, of Yerida? So the middle ground he holds is not really reasonable. It's not reasonable to say that the going down a little bit would be considered Yerida, but the force downward wouldn't be. Monoshach, if you want to define it purely in the abstract definition of human activity, then the whole thing, they're both Aliyah. Or you want to define it based on Shmirah, then they're both Yerida. So he holds it follows. But again, follows doesn't necessarily mean intrinsically, logically, but it follows based upon the concept of the limud. In the limud, there's the formulation, and there's the concept which the limud is teaching. He holds, given that you already have the first limud, the second one isn't really a question. It's not a fairy. It's not, as they're saying, it's not really a fairy bio. It's clear that that's what it means. The only way I think you could argue is if you say halacha doesn't recognize that concept. It's not like a halachic idea of applying a downward force. You could just say, look, if you're going down a little bit, that's defined as Yerida. But it is a little bit of a chiddush that halacha will recognize that idea of that. That's considered down because of force. Like, that's like a physics idea, kind of. Like, in terms of, you could have said, Yerida means you're going down. But because your force is down, like, that's, I think, what Rehman holds is passion. Rehman holds, like, that's no reason why I should not recognize that. There's the framework of Shmirah. But if the Gemara is questioning it, it could be you could have argued with him. But he's holding Misvara, then why not? What's the difference? That's what Yerida means. Lying down on force. Yeah. But let's a little further than Gemara. So Gemara says like this. There's one more case. It says, Zeklal. Okay. It's a Zeklal. Okay, I'm kind of skipping a little bit. But basically, okay, so it's like this. It says, Katsav, I'm jumping. It says, the Tanya, Katsav Shohim Katsav. So if you have a guy chopping wood. Tanya Chada Lefanav Chayiv Lacharav Pater. So there's four brises here. Okay, get this, four brises. One of them says that when he's cutting in front of him, he's chayev; behind him, he's patur. Okay. This is a new case, and there's a case cutting wood. So one brisa says he's in front of him, he's chayev; is behind him, he's patur. Tani idach, the opposite, the achar of chayev, in front of patur; behind him, he's chayev; in front of him, he's patur. Right? Those two. Tani idach, bein l'fan bein achar of chayev; he's chayev in both. They're all potter. Okay, so you got all the possibilities, right? You got either both in front of him and behind him are chayev, both in front of him and behind him are potter. In front is chayev, behind is potter, and vice versa. Okay, four different prices. Okay, velo kasha. There's no kasha. Kan mirida shilafanav aliyah shacharav. One is where you're going down in front of you and up behind you. Kan ba'aliyah shel afanav yishel acharav. Kan ba'aliyah shel afanav yishel acharav. Kan ba'aliyah shel afanav yishel acharav. Okay. What does that mean? So we have to see Rashi. Right? But they're different cases. The same as there are four different cases. Okay. And the four different cases are going to result in the four different halachas. Okay? Okay. So let's see. So Rashi says like this. Rashi is, it's kind of a big Rashi, but not that big, actually. It says, Kol derech aliyah potter v'chol derech rivi d'chayef. Okay, this is the one main principle. Is anytime it's derech aliyah, it's potter. Anytime it's aliyah, it's yirida, it's chayef. Okay, and we'll see. This is not so complex. The problem is, what's the chiddush? This is like a new chiddush here somehow. Hilgach. Ha detanya lefanav chayev l'acharav potter. So the case where it says you're chayev in front of you, the potter behind you, the yirida shelefanav v'aliyah shelacharav. It's talking about where you're putting it down in front of you and up behind you. Hishvil zro'o kedei laharim bekoach. So you lower your arm in order to lift it up with strength. V'herim bekoach. Right? And you lift it up with strength. So harag lefana v'ashbalasa chayiv. If you do it in downwards, you're chayiv. Harag v'aliyasa l'acharav potu potter. Okay, so basically, the case is like, this is the case we're already doing. Is basically, you have the axe, and in order to, you want to swing up, you know, over your shoulder, so what you do is you bend down first, you lower it down, in front of you, and if you kill in front of you, you're chayiv, and then you swing it back, and if you kill behind you, that's already in the going up. Right, see, that's like behind you, it's going up. So that's going to be a potter, because that's derech aliyah. Okay? And the opposite case, that's where it's going up in front of you and down behind you. So it says, Kigon hamerim yado bekoach, you're lowering your hand, ad shehishpil derech achorav, until you lower it behind you, mima alekseifa, above your shoulders, v'chazer v'hegbion lahakos lefanav. And then you lift them up to hit in front of you. Harag b'hashpalaso derech achorav chayiv. Harag b'hagbaso potter. So, one second. So you basically, so if you, the thing is, like, let's say over your head. You have the axe over your head. And you do is you wind it back behind your head in order to swing in front of you, you know? So you're behind your head, that's Yerida. Then in front of your head is like on your way up, in front of you. So it's like you're swinging up at something, let's say in the sky. Let's say there's a bird right above in front of you. Hello? So you're going to swing up at it. So first you lower it behind you, going backwards. That's backwards and that's downwards. And then you swing up at it. So that's considered, that's upwards. So that's in front of your chayev, in front of your potter, and behind your chayev. It's the opposite case. Okay. Fine.
The first case was
the case where you bend down in front of you,
yeah,
and that's a downward, and then you go swing it behind you, back, up. So that's going upwards. Oh. So then behind you is up, and in front of you is down.
So you have the accent facing downward.
The first case, yeah. Bit. Yeah, downwards, up, and then up, like behind you, right.
To get behind you.
Okay, fine. Right, so in the first, so that case, the downward is the chayev. The in front of you is chayev.
And backwards.
In the other case, it's the behind you, which is chayev. Right? Okay. V'od detanya lefanav bein la'acharav chayev b'yirida shelefanav la'acharav. And when it says, the braisa which says you're chayev in front of you and in downward and behind you, that's just a normal case. If you're swinging down in front of you or down behind you, you're going to be chayev. It's not just a simple case.
Like down. This.
Yeah, like exactly. Start from up on top of your head, and then swing it down one way or down the other way. Yechayev.
That's both chayev.
And the case which it says that you're that it's yechayev in both, you potter in both, is where you go up in front of you or up behind you, just straight up. Let's say the thing is on the floor and you lift it up to above your head, or the thing is behind your head and you just lift it up. Right? Not very enlightening. Right? I mean, basically, what do you learn from here? This is basically like applying our normal rules. Right? Applying all our normal rules. They're just simple. Right? It's just kind of simple. It's going, if it kills in the, you know, while it's going down, you're high. You're probably going up. You're high. The opposite. Right? Kills going down, you're chayav. Kills going up, you're potter. Right? It's hard to really take much from it, other than you just have very complicated braises that you have to work out. You can read the Rav Chanina. Let's listen carefully the way he describes it, and maybe we can glean something from it. So he says like this. It says, Pirish. This is the top line. He says, top line and top white line. Derech HaMekatzev. So it's the way of a woodchopper. L'halos HaKofetz Milfanov. To raise the axe in front of him. Ulaharido L'acharov. And then to lower it behind him. The Acharkach. And after that, Machziro Umalehu Me'acharov. He brings it up behind him. Murido L'fanov. And he swings it down. Right? That's the way he does it. He loads it up. Right? Right, he loads it up. So the loading up is you go up in front of you and then down behind you, and then the swinging you go up behind you and down in front of you. Right, so you get right, that's the way of a woodchopper. And then you hit an animal. Again, I thought you were chopping wood, but whatever. I can't save. I thought it was a woodchopper, but whatever. Maybe you're just hitting animals. Okay, unless it was a typo. So when does it say in front of you chayav l'acharav pater? Derech yirid alafanav. That's where the yirid alafanav. Pirish. Be'ish shemachzi arkofetz me'acharav. L'hakos ala behema. Dil natcha. Okay? So that's where you're bringing the thing from behind you to swing. To hit the behema, to break it. So you are breaking animals. Okay? So you're basically taking the thing from behind you. You lift it up behind your head and then down smack onto the animal. So it says Yechayev for Yerida in front of you. That's Shizu Yerida Mamish, right? That's Jade Yerida. Uve Yerida Shelaacharav, right? But in the this is what's interesting. Listen how he says this. Ube Yerida Shelaacharav, and in the going downwards of behind you, behachzaras hakufetz, in the, oh, it actually is different. Behachzaras hakufetz, in bringing it back, shehu ke'en aliyah, which is like an aliyah, potter. He's potter. He's saying is that when you're loading up the axe behind your head, so even though there is a downward motion there, right, because you put it up above you and then you lean, go back a little bit. He's saying is that's it's even though it's a yirida, but it's ke'en aliyah, because it's like you're raising the axe. So technically you're raising it, even though technically it's going down, raising the axe involves it down. He's saying that's considered potter. Right? So that's what he's saying, is that that's what he's calling hadatan fun of chayev l'achar of potter. So it's talking about all Yerida, but it's saying it's the Yerida in front of you, your Chayavan. The Yerida behind you, even though it's a Yerida, you're Potter, because it's Ke'en Aliyah. Right? Okay, let's keep reading. That which it says behind you, so it's the case behind your Chayav. Right? Where you're lifting the axe from in front of you. Ad Shiachzir al-Acharav. So you bring it behind you. Potter. Shehu derech aliyah. Is that considered derech aliyah? The acharav chayev. Shehu derech yirida.
This is what he means. Is that when you're loading it up, so that's considered aliyah. Even though there's a little bit of a downward motion at the end, that's considered aliyah, right? But then when you actually swing, what happens when you swing? So you get a little bit of an upward, and then you go down, right? Because that's because it has to be, right? But when you load it up, you end off with a little bit of a down, which he says is considered up, but it's a little bit of down. And in order to swing it, now you're going to have to go up a little bit again. So you go up a little bit in order to swing it down.
So he's saying is that up is considered down, right? Because it's really part of your down. Right, it's part of your swing down. That's what it means. L'acharav, chayev. So that's what it means. The going up, when the going up is in front of you, so it means you're going from in front of you, so that's really a true going up. But the one which is from the acharav, the going up which is behind you, what are you going up behind you? So the going up behind you is in service of you going down. And what's really taking place is in front of you. That's really the point. So
insofar as you're going up in front of you, so then that's considered going up. In other words, then even if it ends up going down at the end, it doesn't matter. And insofar as you're going up behind you, then that's really part of the in front of you. That's part of the down of in front of you. So it's like all defined relative to what's happening in front of you. Right? And then the Yerida, right, the Yerida in front of you is really down. The Yerida behind you is really part of the up, of the loading it up. Which is different than Rashi. This is different than Rashi, because Rashi was learning everything just goes by technically going up and going down. Which is the way we would think until now, right? I mean, that's the way we've been talking all until now. Seems like Rabbi Chananel is learning things a little differently.
Switching things around.
Rav Tanya, Bein Lefano, Bein L'Acharav, Chayev. And what about the case where it says they're both Chayev? Yerida Shel Lefano, Shel Acharav. Oh, so that's a normal case. That's what you read down in both. Rav Tanya, Bein Lefano, Acharav, Potter, Rav Yerida Shel Lefano, Shel Acharav, Kashek Rav Yerashnim. So that's, I guess, if you just... Aliyah shel afanav, shel acharav. I don't know exactly what that case would be.
You're a little down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. You mean that's also pater? Because that's an aliyah shel. That's considered an aliyah. Okay, fine. So basically, it seems to be a focus, right? Let me see. They say here the Rambam sounds like Rina Hanano. So this full footnote says. So maybe if we just read the Rambam, we'll just confirm that we're in Rina Hanano, right? At least still in line with their reading of it. So it's Rambam Vav Yud Gemel. Okay, let's see this. He says, Katsav Shahayu Mekatsav. So this chopper is chopping. Vigbiya Yada Bekufitz Lacho Rav. So he lifts the thing behind him. Zero l'shaber ha'atzem. Oh, it's, you know what it is? It's a katsu. It's a butcher.
It's
a butcher. It's an animal. It's a dead animal. It's the bones. Yeah, it's the bones. It's not killing a live animal. The dead animal. The bones. Chopping the, you know. But you really got to give good, you know, good hits to get these things. Okay. Zero l'shaber ha'atzem. K'der shaketzav mosim. So then he brings it back in order to break the bone. Kol shiyamos beholacha. If it's killing with the holacha. Shehi hagbah milafanav, that's lifting it up in front of him. The Yerida me'acharav, and the going backwards. Ain't no gola alav. You don't go to Golas. Even though there's Yerida. V'chol shiyamos be'achzara, in the return, if he kills in the return. Shehi aliyah me'acharav, that's going up behind you, Yerida me'afanav, gola. Right?
In both the downward.
In both the down and the up. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ze'achal, kol shebederach Yerida so gola. As long as it's b'derech yirida yagola, v'chshalo b'derech yirida, so ain't a gola. V'afilu b'yirida shi'itzorech aliyah, ain't a gola. So even the yirida, the down, which is for the sake of going up, but it is the yirida, you don't go to golas. Ketzad. Okay, so yirida shi'itzorech aliyah, he's saying also not. Hayola b'sulam, if you're going up on a ladder, v'nishmet ha'shliv and tachas yada, raglo v'nafla, so he learns all this differently, right? So you're going up the ladder, and the thing falls down from under your foot, and it kills you. You're part of Galus. So that's the opposite of what we said, right? The opposite of the way we learned. Right? He's learning if you're going on the ladder, you're going up the ladder, he's considering that to be derech aliyah, and you're part of. Okay, and he has a v'chein and a skavin lizard with sad zevel sarache switching sides or so whatever. All these cases, kol yom turim and a gold mission kavlanos. So it's considered kavlanos, right? So you see, he's not learning the same here. I mean, I know the problem with the Gemara and whatever. There's problems here. I don't know how he reads it. I know. It sounded like that case was open, right? You know, they have that problem. That's the problem with the Rambam and the Gemara. Further in the Gemara, I mean, we have to read further in the Gemara, but he works out further in the Gemara. There's another part of the Gemara which learns the other way. And it says that Yechayiv, when it says Chayiv in Yerid Shechli, that's vis-a-vis Gineza, and not vis-a-vis Galus. Okay, so we have to read the rest of the Gemara. But so basically, I think we have to do is we have to define this thing. So is it a problem anymore, or we're just saying this maybe just they're learning the other way? They're learning this other way. They don't learn this Yerida Shi'itzorech Aliyah thing. They learn that you define it by what's the Gavra doing. They don't define it by the Shmira and by all those things. But it seems like he's learning. So the tzoruch could be before or after. You could bend down in order to be able to jerk it up. Or you could, when you put it up, naturally it's going to fall down back a little bit. But that's all part of the aliyah. So it sounds like they're defining it just in terms of the gavra's involvement. What are you doing? You're doing up, you're doing down. It doesn't go by physics. It doesn't go by these things. It just goes by what are you doing. If you're going up or you're going down, it doesn't go by the technical physics of the thing in terms of the force, in terms of any of this. Although it sounds like the way the Rambam's learning, at least, I don't know if we have to see the Rambam Chananel could work on it also. It just doesn't go, it's the, exactly the opposite of all this stuff. You just define it by the Erech HaLim, when the Gavra's going up, he doesn't have to worry about it. Gavra's going down, he does. That's it, eye gravity, whatever, gravity, shmavity. But you have to define, halachically define it based upon the Gavra's involvement. Right, I mean, it's the opposite of this with the whole Gemara, but obviously it learns the Gemara differently and all that. I mean, Chanan learns this into the Gemara, it seems. Right? That's the thing, is that Rashi is learning mechanically, going up and going down. So whatever it's doing, but Rambam's learning what's the Gavra involved in. When you swing your axe down or you swing your axe up, what are you doing? And that's all that matters. Yeah. So I don't know, let's think about this. I didn't realize this before. I didn't realize that there was some real machlokas here. I read the Mechalan differently. But it's funny he says it's like Ke'en Aliyah. It's like you read that, but it's Ke'en Aliyah. He means it's like it's part of the Aliyah. Technically it's down, but it's really part of the Aliyah. Conceptually, the Gavra's involved in going up. You know, and vice versa. So it's like an Aliyah. It means halachically, conceptually, you consider it going up. And you're jerking when you're loading it up. So you're loading it up, it's going up. Aye, it's a little down, but it's Ke'en. It means conceptually it's Nichlal, it's part of the Aliyah. But let's look into it, make sure this is true. That it's really, I mean, it's almost flipping. I mean, we already have a Svara, really, because we already did the Havmin. It's all our Havminus. Right? It just seems like he's, it's Machlokas. Our Meoskan is actually Machlokas. Right? We just have to make sure it all works out. And if so, so then good. And then I guess you have to read a little further in the Gemara. There's one more, a few more points in the Gemara here. Till the end, the Mishnah. This is too stira. You'll see. Let's finish up till that, till the Mishnah. And then the Rashi's there.
And then
we'll go to the next Mishnah. Okay, well, as you mentioned yesterday, I mentioned earlier, I can't, tomorrow I have a meeting, whatever thing, I can't do tomorrow. So we'll pick up on Wednesday.